Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Adam is here now with the business.
Thanks, Karen. Yesterday, US President Donald Trump said he was firing US Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook over allegations she put false information on mortgage documents. That's denied by Cook, who is set to take legal action to stop the move. But it marks yet another attack on the Federal Reserve's independence by the president, who's repeatedly criticised the central bank for not cutting interest rates since late last year. Danny Hewson is head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. She joins us on the line now to discuss this. How have markets reacted, Danny, to the firing or at least attempted firing of Lisa Cook?
At the moment, so far, they do seem to be taking Trump's latest threats very much in their stride. Quite a muted reaction, really. Now, we did see the dollar falling against major currencies, did recover some ground. The most significant reaction, I think, was definitely from the bond market. So the interest, the yield, US paying investors in 30-year bonds rose after he moved to remove Lisa Cook. Look, the concern is about the future independence of the Federal Reserve, because clearly if Donald Trump does manage to successfully fire Lisa Cook, if a court doesn't step in, it raises questions about what next. Could it potentially pave the way for him firing Jerome Powell and then exerting influence over the governors in order to get the interest rate cuts that he wants when he wants them? And, you know, you get that sugar rush immediately from an interest rate cut. But potentially later down the line, it could have really big consequences, particularly when it comes to inflation. And that is something that Jerome Powell has said that he's watching really carefully because of what is going on with tariffs.
And there is this independence between the US government and the Federal Reserve. What's seen as the potential fallout if that's eroded and if the president has more direct control over interest rate policy?
Well, he's already put one of his supporters in as governor, who is more mindful to cut interest rates more quickly. It does mean that potentially any adverse reaction that we get from the implementation of tariffs could be cushioned to a degree or maybe obfuscated a little bit by cuts to interest rates. So, you know, on one hand, you've got bad reaction to the fact that you've got tariffs going up, but it's being mitigated by interest rate cuts. Now, all of that sounds great, but clearly there are consequences of this. And it does potentially mean that governors will feel that they don't have the independence to vote how they want.
Elsewhere on the markets recently, major US tech stocks took a bit of a wobble last week. Doubts crept in around the potential of artificial intelligence. What exactly prompted that?
Yeah, so we had a study from MIT, which was looking at AI pilots at 95% of enterprises, it said, had failed to create measurable savings or boost profit because of the amount of cash that they are spending on AI. Look, it said that a lot of businesses just didn't have the expertise to get the most from AI. So although it was boosting productivity, not impacting the bottom line. And of course, a lot of people are spending a lot of money on it.
Yeah, hundreds of billions of dollars committed to AI, mostly by the Magnificent Seven and other big players like SoftBank as well. Is there an investment bubble there that's primed to burst?
A lot of analysts believe that it could be coming. But on the other hand, you've got others who think that this tech bull cycle has years and years to run. We're going to get some more data that we can really take a look at, give us some indication of what's going on when Nvidia, which of course is one of the Magnificent Seven, it is the most valuable company in the world at the moment, publicly listed company. It's going to report its earnings for quarter two later today. If it disappoints markets, then expect markets to have a significant wobble. Mm-hmm. We are taking a good long look, particularly at the impact of these tariffs, the restrictions on selling chips in China. We're not expecting much detail from Nvidia about that, but certainly okay. The outlook will be important.
We'll have to look at that very closely. Danny Hewson, head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.